right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 Free FM. Gina Grant was flipped out by Batman, The Dark Knight. Movies that flipped you out when you were a kid. I remember The Fog probably was the scariest movie I saw. Mark in Newport Beach on 97.1 Free FM.
A werewolf in London freaked me out.
Nicole and Duarte, you're on 97.1.
Hey, when I was young, I got to the experience of seeing a movie called Trilogies of Terror during the late 70s. I was probably about 6 years old and had a little wooden doll that was, like, cursed. It chased a woman around with a big, huge, you know, steak knife through the apartment. She put it in the oven, didn't kill it, came back.
Jesus. Your parents let you see, your parents let you watch that?
It was a dinner at my uncle's house with my parents. I accidentally watched it. They put it on, and they thought we were too entertained with eating dinner, finally, that, yeah.
Oh, jeez. So you still remember exactly where you were?
Oh, yeah.
Watching this thing?
Oh, yeah, and of course I had the older brother that, you know, like to rub it in, you know.
Yeah, it scared the hell out of you all night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we used to do that to my sister. My sister was particularly freaked out by some movies. And I remember my brother, some of my brothers being, actually two of them, being such a-holes. Do you remember the movie Earthquake?
Yes.
Well, she was flipped out by Earthquake because, you know, every time there's a tremor, she has like a panic attack.
Like a flashback.
Yeah. And during the 1987, I think it was...
Prisoloma.
What was that earthquake?
The one that hit in Oakland and it hit all the way down into...
The one that was local here in 1987, there was an earthquake.
Northridge?
No, it wasn't North. Northridge is 94. Anyway, I'll remember where it was. It was somewhere near Commerce Casino out there. But anyway, so that earthquake hit, and it was a particularly rough one in the San Fernando Valley. And so my sister and my brothers and I went to see my dad like 2 days later. We just happened to be going on a trip to Florida where my dad was working. And we were staying in a hotel. My two dopey brothers went over the balcony, went over to my sister's room, and on a huge sliding glass window at 2 a.m. started pounding on the glass, you know, and shaking it like there was an earthquake. And I swear to God, she started crying and screaming and wouldn't calm down for about 5 hours.
After she calmed down, did she, you know, repay the little favor, though?
She never did. She was never like that kind of, you know, vindictive personality. She just sort of took it and, you know, and never
repaid
anybody.
That comes along with having older brothers, though, because if you don't, you know, then you're just going to be, you know, the joke all the time. They'll get you whenever they can.
Well, it was the Whittier earthquake back in 87. But she only had younger brothers, and man, did we torture. I mean, she tortured us, too, you know. I remember we went to a Birmingham High School. Out in the valley there, Victorine Balboa, and she was like a big shot at that school. She was like prom queen, and she was on the cheerleading team and everything. And I was like her goofy, geeky little brother. But she would have to drive me to school because mom made her, you know, she had a car, and and my mom made her drive me to school so my mom wouldn't have to drive me to school. So I remember getting close to school, she'd go, okay, now get down, duck. I don't want anyone to see you in this car with me. And I remember after getting down in the wheel well, and sit there and wait till she parks. And then after she left the car, she goes...
Get out after she was
gone. Yeah, like
gone.
2 minutes later, you know, this goofy kid would get out of the same car. But that didn't affect me much, and I don't remember it at all.
Yeah.
So that was good. Wish that never happened. All right, thanks for calling, baby.
All right,
take care of yourself, Nicole. Look at that. Nikki in La Palma, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what scared the hell out of you?
Oh, God. Me and my girlfriend, we were really young, like 11 or so, and we snuck to the movies and saw Children of the Corn.
How old were you?
We were like 10 or 11,
and we
said we were going to the mall or something. I don't remember what lie we told, but boy, I still have a scar on my hand from where she was wearing little spikes and she nailed me with them. We were squeezing each other so tight. When that creepy black-haired dude, Isaac, came out and said, Malachi, he wants you too. I swear to this day, it still freaks the crap out of me.
That's so classic.
Can't go buy a roll of corn.
So it's taken out the Halloween maze of corn for you as an excitement.
God, no. I can't even look at it. If it freaks me out.
Can you eat corn?
I can eat corn.
That's about it.
But I can't suck corn.
So you literally can't get fresh corn anymore.
I don't know what it was about that movie, but man, did it do it to me. It's still, I see it on, like, when I go through my DirecTV and I'll see it come up. I thought, oh, God, I can't even look at it.
Do you remember exactly the theater you saw it in?
In the Avenue Theater in Downey, California. We sat in the third row.
That is so great.
Petrified.
It is so amazing how, you know, we all grew up with parents that, you know, and our parents' friends were, you know, sort of lunatics. You know, I grew up in the same. How old are you?
I'm 35.
You're 35. You're a little younger than I am. But did your mom did your mom have the habit of yelling at your friends?
Yes.
Yeah. See, that's what I thought. Yeah. For some reason, most of the people listening to stations, parents were a little wacky. And my mom used to do it all the time. It was so embarrassing. My mom used to yell at my friends. Like, I remember a friend of mine, Matt McDaniel, came over one day, and he left the front door open. You know, it's just, you know, he was 6 years old or, you know, 8, 9 years old. And sometimes you just leave a door open. You don't realize that, you know, air conditioning in the valley, you got to close the doors. So he left the front door open. I remember my mom grabbing him and saying, would you grow up in an effing barn? What's wrong with you? And I'm like, oh, Mom, I'm like in fourth grade. Could you stop yelling at my friends? They're really important to me. But anyway, so that didn't freak us out. But yet seeing a movie, you know, destroyed us.
Oh, goodness. Oh, yeah. My. That movie, I don't know what it was. That guy was so creepy. And all those kids killing the adults, that freaked me out.
You still friends with that chick?
I haven't seen her in years. Oh, in years. She probably scared to death of it, too. I'm telling you. Between that
cool.
and the Evil Dead, I don't know.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Nikki.
You have a great night.
All right, you too.
All
right, take care of yourself. I tell you, man, kids are freaked out, man, by these crazy movies. Let's talk to Travis in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
Hey, how you?
What's up? There's a movie called Don't Look Now, freaked the heck out of me about 20 years ago, I would say.
How old were you?
I was about, I think, 12 when I saw it, but it was recommended by my parents. They saw it when they were in college, and it's a psychological thriller with Donald Sutherland.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, really scary. But the thing
And
that,
can you still watch it nowadays?
What's that?
Can you still look at it?
I can look at it. The end is very terrifying. But, I mean, the thing that it addresses, which hasn't been addressed yet on the show, is I was with Gina when she saw The Dark Knight, and I'm one of those family members she's been talking about. And
is
I think
right?
the thing that you guys aren't talking about right now, the reason movies freak people out is because I think they see a little bit of themselves in them. And I think what Gina's not telling L.A. right now is that she may or may not, like, have a little Joker locked up inside.
Wow.
Yeah, so the movies that freak me out, movies like Seven, Psycho, it's always because I wonder if I can go there a little bit, you know?
Hey, after the movie, after Gina saw the movie, was she, like, physically shaken?
She excused herself. She went to the bathroom. I didn't see her for about 20 minutes, and then she came out, and her eyes were bugging out. She was kind of looking around, and then she walked on the opposite side of the street, and she just kind of disappeared.
Is that
and
true?
This is the first time.
Yeah, I was really, first of all, Travis, I resent you selling me out like that. Second of all, I was just in my own headspace at that point.
Oh, man.
She was, because she was becoming the Joker.
I tell you, this is this woman has to get married tonight. She keeps telling these stories on the air. There ain't nobody going to be knocking on that door.
I know. No, I'm right with you. I had no idea until tonight that she was calling all her friends like
oh,
this.
Oh, man. Absolutely. Are you friends with Gina?
Oh, yeah. I've known Gina for 15 years, I'd say. She was best friends with my sister in college, and so she's
cool.
Like my little sister. She's a sister to me.
Did you ever make out with her?
I've never even imagined.
Travis.
But the first time I met her, there was a naked picture, it was a naked self-portrait hanging in her living room. And that's the first time I ever met her was through this naked framed photograph.
Good cover, Travis. Good cover.
Thank you.
All right, get out of here, you jackass. What's wrong with you people? Everybody in the world's gone out with this Gina Grad, man.
Jesus Christ.
Let's talk to, how about Colin in Riverside? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's up, Tim?
Hey, dude.
Okay, the movie that really effed with my head was a movie called Slaughter High. Have you ever heard of that one?
No.
I saw this when I was 9 years old. Basically, the opening part of the movie is this. There's this really super dorky guy, and the kids in the school pick on him. Like, imagine the way the kids picked on Carrie in the movie Carrie, except, like, 10 times worse.
Right.
And the kid ends up getting horribly disfigured in a prank. He gets, like, half of his face burnt off with nitric acid. And then it turns out the first part of the movie is a dream sequence, but you can tell that it's meant to be true.
Right.
And it like messed me up so bad, I turned the movie off right after that part. And I was like really messed up. I started crying and just went to bed.
I think I saw this movie, but I didn't know what it was called. Is this the movie where they had they made the kids smoke marijuana that was laced with something with like heroin or something?
Yeah, that's right. They gave him bad weed.
Yeah.
They didn't force him to smoke it, but they tricked him into they gave it to him, telling him it was good weed.
I do remember seeing this. I never knew what it was called though.
It's a really good movie. It's well done. But that movie bothered me so bad when I was a little kid. And then I turned it off, but I re-rented it 3 years later. And it made me feel a lot better because, you know, I really shouldn't have turned it off when I turned it off because the same kid who was getting picked on invites all the kids to a fraudulent high school reunion and butchers all of them. So I actually, if I'd have kept watching the movie when I was a little kid instead of turning it off, I probably would have felt way better. That was a really bad time to turn off the movie.
Right. It's about to kill everybody. All right, Baba Wea, thank you for calling. Yeah, I do remember seeing that movie, but I never knew it was called. Slaughter High, I think is what he said, right? Slaughter High. All right, let's talk to Michael in Rialto. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Tim?
All right, what's going on with you? What's the movie that flipped you out?
28 Days Later.
When'd you see it? How old were you?
I'm in my 40s, dude. I'm talking about five.
You recently flipped out by it.
I recently flipped out about 4 or 5 years ago. Then, you know, after being freaked out after 28 Days Later, where, you know, these androids or whatever they were, these dead people bite you, and then you turn into them and you start going around biting everybody. Then I looked in there's another sequel called 28 Day After 28 Days.
Right.
What is the name of it?
It's 28 weeks later.
28 weeks later, and then there's 28 weeks.
Let me guess the next one. 21 months later. Yeah. All right, Bubba. Please. Let's talk to Jerry in Anaheim. You're on 97.1.
What's up, Tim? Big fan.
Hey, dude. What flips you out?
Well, it's not really a movie. It's more like a TV show, and it gets me every time I watch it. America's Most Wanted.
You know, dude, I don't know if you're kidding or not, but I watched that show religiously. And I flip out when, like, whatever's happening on the TV show is in my neighborhood.
Exactly.
It doesn't happen that often. But I also have a theory that it's the safest time to be out there in society, because if you even think that you're on America's Most Wanted, you're going to be home between 9 and 10 on Saturdays.
Right. Yeah, and then So you trip out because, you know, they show you know, how they kill it. If it's a murder that's being committed, they show what happened to the guy, right?
Oh, yeah. And this is, like, real-life stuff. And then what's his name? Who's the...
Matt Walsh.
Yeah, Matt Walsh. Yeah, he comes on and he goes, he's been seen in the Los Angeles area, out in the San Fernando. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Right. And
this
then
guy who just slaughtered these people is in my neighborhood?
And they start playing that scary music, right?
So then
it's all dark, and then you do that thing where you look towards the window, and you're like, okay. And then you do that thing where you, like, walk away from the side of the window because you think he's looking through it, so you go to the side of the wall, go down the side of the wall, and you peek out, and you go, okay, he's not there. Shut the curtain real quick, and you go, I'm going to cheat the channel now.
I got to watch this with you, dude. That's classic.
But it gets me every time, and I'm like, oh, man, I got to stop watching that show, you know?
Do you remember the one where the guy was murdering people, then the last time we saw him, he was on a train towards Los Angeles.
Right.
And that night, I remember, like, passing, like, train tracks and looking around the train tracks, like, is this a-hole around here?
Yeah, exactly.
This guy's going to kill my ass right here.
Yeah, you got to, like, hang your senses, you know, start walking with your knuckles, like, you know, ready to scrap with anyone that, you know, said something, you know. Like,
I'm exactly the same way, dude. I thought I was the only guy flipped out by that show.
Yeah, dude, I guarantee you every person that watches that, it flips out, but,
I am such a pussy when it comes to that show.
Exactly.
Oh, man. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling.
All right.
Jesus Christ. Thank God there's somebody else out there like that. That America's Most Wanted flips me out. And I remember being in Ohio, you know, for a little bit and watching it. And there was like an incident that went on in Akron, Ohio. And I'm like, oh, no, dude. This guy's definitely going to kill me. He slaughtered his own family. Why wouldn't he kill me? All right, we got to take a small break. When we come back, we promise to play We Are the World. We'll play as much as we can. We're not going to play the whole thing. It's a 7-minute song. I mean, Jesus Christ, you can, you know, roast a turkey for these people during this song. All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Play We Are the World when we come back. And then talk to John and Jeff, and boom, it'll almost be like Sam Phillips is here tomorrow at 8 p.m. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
Sure.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. We've gotten some email requests for the song. I happen to be there at the recording of We Are the World. And so we'll go ahead and play it. It's Michael Jackson who put this whole deal together. And they raised millions and millions of dollars for people starving in Africa. And it was called Band-Aid, We Are the World. And here we go.
We are the ones to make a brighter day, so let's start giving.
right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring on the John and Jeff Show, everybody. The fellas are here, John and Jeff, man. Nice to see you, dudes.
A little flashback.
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier, and we said we'd play it late in the 10 o'clock hour.
84?
Yeah.
84?
Like right around there, yeah.
Didn't they do that after like the American Music Awards or something?
Yes, yeah. And I was actually driving Michael Jackson, so I got to go to this thing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Epic.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. They started like at midnight, and they didn't get done until about 7 a.m.
An all-nighter.
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting about that song is it is not in high rotation on any radio station. You have all those huge superstars.
It never was?
Well, initially it was, but have you heard that
I've never heard in,
song
in
on a radio
years.
Station yeah. in 20 years?
I've heard it. It pops up every once in a while around the holidays.
Yeah.
Except that other song, Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I like that song.
And that was the Christmas song.
That was
this song. But this song is not in high rotation on any radio station, and you have 30 superstars on it.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, maybe because it's 7 minutes long. Then maybe that sort of kills
it. It was like the number one song of like 1985.
Yeah, and they raised money, but not enough to. They said, at one point, they said, you know, this could solve the hunger problem in Africa. And I'm like,
Jesus Christ.
You guys really think that's going to go down? I don't think it is. This guy, you know, billions are spent every year. You think one song is going to wipe it out? All right, what's happening on the John and Jeff Show tonight, fellas?
Imagine being on a plane for 7 hours on the tarmac.
Holy Christ.
And then they say the plane is canceled.
No!
I mean, think about that. Your plane's
Where were they going?
I think it was out of JFK. There were thunderstorms, and the pilot decided, all right, we'll just sit it out for a little while. Seven hours
Jesus
on a plane?
Christ. My dad got stuck on a plane like that, 4.5 hours on the tarmac, and they finally took off. But he said people were getting crazy.
Oh, yeah.
The plane was supposed to leave at 10:30 in the morning. Then at 5:30 in the afternoon, the pilot said, all right, we're going to cancel the plane.
I'd just leave. I would leave. I'd get off the plane. See you guys.
Well, you know, when one person wants to get off, they got to now pull back into the gate and let this person off. That'd be me. But wherever they were going probably wasn't a 7 hour flight.
Oh no,
It was probably like a 2 or 3, 4 hour flight max, maybe five.
I think it was to Dallas actually.
All right, so that's like a 4, 4.5 hour flight.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they could have almost flown there and back in that time, just sitting there.
But
and they probably didn't serve them anything either.
Didn't they just sign some sort of treaty saying, you know, the Passenger Rights Act?
Yeah.
I guess it's not in effect at JFK.
Christ. All right, stay tuned for the John and Jeff Show, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show tomorrow with Sam Phillips.
Sure.
And we're live after Lycus on 97.1 Free FM. Mike in Huntington Beach on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, a little movie by M. Night Shyamalan, which is my favorite of his, called Signs.
What is that about?
That's with Mel Gibson and Joaquin Phoenix. It's the one where they have that farm in the middle of the field, and first they see the crop circles, and then they gradually, throughout the movie, see little bits of aliens here and there, and then there's one super freaky part where it's happening all over the place, and Joaquin Phoenix is watching the news, and they break in.
What's his name again?
Joaquin Phoenix, who was the guy who was in Gladiator.
Right. Like Joaquin, like the guy used to pitch Joaquin Andujar?